Tonight, we have new details in the case of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. News Nation has learned both families have reached an agreement to split their belongings when they are released by the FBI. This story captured the world's attention as the couple set off on that cross-country road trip. Gabby then reported missing in September after Brian returned to Florida alone, her body later discovered in Wyoming. Brian became a main person of interest in the case, but after weeks of searching, he was found dead in a Florida nature reserve in October with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten has been following this story since the very beginning for us, and he joins us live tonight. Brian, we know that Gabby's parents met with the FBI today in Tampa. Do we know more about what was discussed and who called the meeting?
We don't, but the timing of the meeting is very, very interesting, Marnie. And what's also interesting is how long Gabby Petito's parents were there. They were there for 8.5 hours today, meeting with FBI agents in Tampa. Exactly what they were doing, we don't know. There's a couple of possibilities, we're told. Number one, it's possible that they were briefed on all of the details of the case because the investigation is finally winding down, and perhaps the FBI is going to go public with some of these details. Another option that could have happened is they may have actually been going through the evidence, Gabby's things, and collecting some of her belongings.
Do we know, Brian, if the Laundries were also present for any of that?
They were not there today. We know through their attorney there have been discussions through their attorney, Stephen Bertolino, with the FBI over the past several months, but they were not at the Tampa office today.
If, in fact, the investigation is coming to a close, as you allude to, and which seems as though may be happening imminently, that final report, once they release that to the family, do they plan to release it publicly?
We hope so. I mean, in other big high-profile cases, they have in situations somewhat like this. And again, it is somewhat common for them to brief the family first so they can know all of the details before they go public with the final report.
In terms of the agreement with some of Gabby's belongings and kind of splitting up what she had at the laundry house, do you know, I know you've been talking to the family, do you know what they wanted returned, any specific items?
Well, they wanted Gabby's things. I mean, there were a lot of Gabby's things at the Laundrie family home because Gabby lived there for quite some time. And you'll remember when we were outside the house, there were several different FBI raids where they left with boxes and boxes of things. A lot of that stuff was Gabby's. Also, Gabby's van is still in possession of the FBI, and a lot of her things are inside the van. So there is a lot that the family wants back. And it's interesting today, the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, said that they have been negotiating and that they have reached an agreement on who will get what.
Are you hearing anything more about the notebook and the backpack that were found near Brian's remains?
Well, there is certainly a lot of interest in the notebook, Marnie, because as we remember, it was found near Brian Laundrie's body when he committed suicide. And we were told that there were some interesting notes inside it. What we learned today through Mr. Bertolino, the Laundrie family attorney, is that it has been decided where that notebook will go after it leaves FBI custody. He wouldn't elaborate on where it would go. I would assume, you know, it did belong to Brian Laundrie, so it could be going back to the Laundrie parents.
All right, we'll see. Brian Enten, thank you.